Children, Healdsburg, California, February 24th, 1882. Dear children, here we are, safely under shelter, and the rain pours. Yesterday morning, early, we came to our house while Brethren Roberts and Harmon and Mills went to the depot to bring up goods. Brother Mills came in due time with quite a load for one horse. Next came Brother Harmon, his wagon loaded and covered with oilcloth, looking like a caravan. The sweat ran from his horses in puddles. I felt bad to see them, but he did not seem to think it would injure them. We went at once to work to get them a bite to eat, but Brother Harmon would only take a piece of bread and butter in his hand to eat as he rode. There had been just rain enough to make it disagreeable and slippery. It misted and rained lightly all day, but near night it just poured. We put down that carpet, a new one that we ripped up for bedrooms. We fitted and sewed them and put them down last night. Settled my rooms. I have two, a bedroom adjoining my room with fireplace. These carpets were made for these rooms when the house was settled, and they go in the same rooms after being transported from Oakland to Texas, from Texas to Colorado, from Colorado to Oakland, from Oakland to Healdsburg. My freight bill was $39, besides bill of transfer, which was $18. Brother Roberts made a mistake. He understood that the small bill was all there was to pay, but to our sorrow, we found out differently. But I expected it would cost me $50 to move goods and $75 to get us all settled here, so I am not disappointed. I am glad we came just as we did. We have all day now to settle. We had no men's help yesterday because it took all day to bring up goods. But now we will work in earnest. I slept well through the night. The cold I took in Oakland troubles me. I have quite severe congestion of throat when night comes and get very nervously tired. Otherwise, I am doing well, first rate. We are all cheerful and happy. Brother Roberts wishes Willie, White, were here in the mountains if he would enjoy it as much as he does. He feels and acts like a bird let out of a cage. He is cheerful, willing, and happy. I shall put down my red carpet on the parlor floor. That is firm and will be durable. The unmade carpet from Battle Creek I shall put in the bedroom where Mary will sleep when she comes. The carpet in your sitting room I put in the dining room. The carpet in my parlor I put in the girls' room above, and the sitting room carpet I put in the little girls' room. The odds and ends I put on the halls above and below and in the clothes presses, so we shall use every scrap of carpet and have some to spare to patch with. My room with the light set of furniture looks so neat and pretty. The water is running all right, a little rusty, but the spring for drinking for a day or two makes it all right. This soft water is splendid. I wish you could see all four fireplaces with roaring fires in them, heating up the whole house. No disgusting coal smoke. We all feel that this is the place above all others. I do not build my hopes very high, but it will make me a good home and for my children a good place of resort. I am satisfied. Hens came all right. I wrote that Mary might have the hens, but perhaps they would be more plague than profit, so we will keep the hens, and when we get a supply and can send them down without expense, we will let you have some. The hens laid two eggs last night. Lizzie is at Petaluma and will not be here till Sunday. We are in such confusion and clutter, and it is so rainy. A is well. Will you please look out for the big bureau? My best clothes are in it. Let no harm come to these clothes. The tents in the basement of my house need to be cared for. I think two of our hens will be found on the premises. Two chickens here are not ours and are of no particular value. We have just taken the first warm meal cooked on our new stove. It is a good stove, roomy and convenient. Mary likes it very much. We have it just toggled up, but we'll have it set up nice and thorough in a day or two, or perhaps today. please credit Fred Harmon 1 year's subscription on Signs. Charge to me. 2. Please give notice of my address in Signs at once. Brother Harmon will take no pay for his work in drawing goods. Please credit Brother Mills 1 year's subscription. Charge to me. Write me as often as I write you, and I will be satisfied. Mother. Willie, I received your letter containing draft this afternoon. Brother Harmon brought it to me. In regard to bed springs, I would just as soon have had the wire springs, but get you a set just such as you want, and I will settle the bill. I would not go through the performance of changing unless you know just what that change would cost. Then, if you have a mind to risk it, all right. Brother Harmon says that my letters must be addressed to Mrs. Elder James White, or E.G. White. There is another E.G. White on Dry Creek. Please see that this is attended to. Mother.